At the African Union headquarters in the Ethiopian capital, the first summit with people instead of a video link in more than 2 years. The newly established Africa Center for Disease Control, Africa CDC, is leading efforts to keep the two-day summit COVID-free.
The decision to hold the summit in person since the advent of the pandemic was taken with the express decision that we are going to make it safe.
Top on the summit's agenda is how to step up vaccination against COVID-19 in the continent. Although COVID vaccine supplies in Africa have risen significantly, the continent is struggling to expand rollout with only 11% of the population fully vaccinated. African heads of state and government gathered here will also discuss another epidemic of multiple coups in the continent. Emboldened by popular anger, West African military leaders in Mali, Guinea, and Burkina Faso have carried out 4 coups in 18 months. They followed military takeovers in Sudan and Chad in 2021.
More than 115 million Africans are today living under the rule of soldiers who illegally seized power. The African Union, with its often much-hyped slogan of African solutions to African problems, has been unable to do much to tackle what some are calling an epidemic of coups. There are now increasing calls for more action from the continental body.
The resurgence of coups has alarmed West Africa's remaining civilian leaders, who on Friday called an emergency summit of the Regional Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS.
Let's not really fall into the illusion that a military takeover will solve the problem. They cannot solve the problem, and they will not solve the problem, because we have seen it in the past.
The African Union suspended Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, and Sudan, but not Chad. Some analysts warn the double standards could have dire consequences.
There is a breakdown in the social contract between the government and the people. The governments are not delivering for the people, but the benefits of economic growth are going to those who are already rich, and the poor are continuing to be poor, and the marginalized are continuing to be marginalized.
With many African nations facing major security threats, relentless humanitarian disasters, and millions of young people with no prospects, reducing the number of coups might be a tall order for the African Union. Mohammed Adu, Al Jazeera, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.